Protocol number 8. We must provide ourselves with the same arms our enemies can employ against us. We must seek the most subtle expressions and evasions of the legal dictionary to justify those cases in which we will be forced to announce decisions which may seem unnecessarily bold and unjust, for it is important that these decisions should be expressed in terms so forcible that they will appear at the highest moral rules of a legal character. Our government must be surrounded by all the forces of civilization in the midst of which it will have to function. It will surround itself with publicists, experienced lawyers, administrators, diplomats, and finally, people educated along special lines in our special advanced schools. These people will know all the secrets of social existence. They will know all languages composed of political letters and words. They will be familiar with the reverse side of human nature, with all of its sensitive chords, upon which they must know how to play. These chords are the structure of the intellects of the Goys, their tendencies, their failings, their vices, and their virtues, the peculiarities of classes and caste. It is evident that the highly talented members of our government, to which I refer, will be recruited not from the ranks of the Goys, accustomed to promoting their administrative duties without questioning their aim and without thinking why they are necessary. The Goy administrator signed papers without reading them and worked for profit or for pride. We will surround our government by a whole world of economists. It is for this reason that economics is the chief science taught by the Jews. We will be surrounded by a crowd of bankers, traders, capitalists, and most important of all, by millionaires, because in essence everything will be decided by a question of figures. Meanwhile, as it is not yet safe to give the responsible government post to our brother Jews, we will give them to people whose record and whose character are such that there is an abyss between them and the people. Also, to people for whom, in case of disobedience to our orders, there will remain nothing but condemnation or exile, thus forcing them to protect our interest to their last breath.